Blog Talk Radio.
Yesterday, and I don't know what it's going to be today, but it's 100 plus. I'm tired of the heat. I need to see Mr. Fall.
You guys then gave up some of that heat because, I mean, last night I woke up at 3 o'clock. It's 87 degrees outside. I'm like, are you kidding me? Good morning,
Live Life.
Oh, my
goodness.
Yeah. Oh, burning up. This is ridiculous. Good morning, Christy. Good morning to you, Queen Rich Sister.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Yeah, thanks, Gab. It's passing the heat along. The heat is on. Thanks, Gab.
I felt we needed to share. We miss you too, Christy. So apparently the heat is not on in the bubble with the NBA because the Lakers spanked their ass last night. And it just, I was so tired because I was, the day before I was up all night again because my daughter is going through the situation and she had another bout because she ate with tomato sauce and it took her a step back and I was so upset about it. So anyway, we're getting back to where she needs to be. So I'm happy about that. But yeah, the Lakers proud of them. They went in and they spanked on the Miami Heat. The Heat don't have nothing for the Lakers. We're just too big for them. So I think I really want to say that the Lakers are probably going to most likely sweep them. We'll see. Maybe they'll let them win one game. But the Lakers ain't playing. They doing this for Kobe. This one is for Kobe. So it's on the top. Yes, go ahead.
Can I correct you for a minute? They didn't spank him. They were making wine. They jumped all up on top of him and squished him like some grapes. I stopped watching in the beginning of the third quarter. That was painful. You know, and of course,
yeah.
I'm pulling for the West. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
right.
Are you kidding? I mean, I expected some competition. So they spanked them. That's not a spanking.
They
licked right. them. They were beaten, and they were stomped like grapes. That's embarrassing.
It was a little embarrassing. And the thing about it, Gab, is that they actually, the Miami Heat jumped out in front. They were winning. You know, they were
right.
beating us. Beating the
right.
Lakers. I think it was 13-2 or something like that. And then the Lakers said,
they had a big lead. It's like they said, I'll spot give them points and watch this. And I said, you know,
okay.
For me, I like to see a game. You know, like you said, Boston would have given him probably more of a fight. You know, but this is just the first game. Maybe they just, I don't know. Maybe they're tired.
Yeah,
but I'm just
Boston
hoping.
Boston, too, is young. You know, Boston
they're younger.
They're younger. But they got some heat. I mean, they got some good players. Jason Tatum is amazing over there.
Yes.
But it would have been great to have Boston so when we did beat them again, we could just say, hey, this is our number 17, and we beat Boston. You know, so I think that would have been a better situation. But, hey, let the Miami Heat get their ass whooped. Yeah, exactly. Wore the ass out, live life. Wore them out last night, and I was excited about it. So, you guys, today is Trivia Thursday. It's always a fun day on Thursday. Today we're going to do Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? We're going to have questions. You guys remember that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So today there are multiple questions. I believe they are. Oh, I hope they are. Well, let's see. You know, I want to see how smart you are because we got first grade, we got second grade, we got third grade, we got fourth grade. So we're going to start off a little easy because I want to make sure it's been a while since we've been in grade school, okay? Some of you might not know some of these first and second grade questions. And I'm so serious just looking at some of these. I'm like, okay. So we're going to start with you, Rich Sister. Today you first up. And you can tell me if you want a math question or history question or English language arts question. Let's see if his in science is in here and geography. And tell me if you want first, second, or third, fourth, fifth grade question.
I will take a history fifth grade question.
Okay. Okay. Cookie now. All right. She said fifth grade. Let's go with the fifth grade. All right. You up. Okay. Okay. What was the most widely grown crop in the middle colonies? What was the most widely grown crop in the middle colonies? While you're doing that, I'm going to look and see if there is a Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader theme song.
We'll go ahead and say corn.
Not corn. I'm going to give you some clues. Let's see. It's a cereal grain.
Wheat.
Okay. The question again is, what was the most widely grown crop in the middle colonies? And I'm going to give you a hint. It's a cereal grain. Cereal grain.
Okay.
No, you're close, but it's not oak. Let me see if anybody else. Okay, let me give you another hint. This is the last hint. Let's see. It is. Okay, it has niacin, calcium, and vitamin B6 in it. That's your last
It's not wheat.
Yes, you got it, it's wheat.
Okay.
You got it, it's wheat. So okay, let me go back.
You said a while ago.
Yeah, I said wheat.
Yeah, she said wheat before she said oak.
That's what I was, yeah.
I didn't,
And I'm since she went on, I thought that was the wrong answer. But then it just hit me. I was like, it's not wheat.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. My bad. So that's on me. My bad. I guess because I was trying to find the song. Okay, here's our lead.
All right, I couldn't get off wheat because I was like, look, is it? I was thinking a cereal grain that's really popular is wheat and
right.
corn and maybe rice too. Rice and you know.
Right, right.
We're trying to think of the most popular ones.
Yeah, wheat was the most widely grown crop in the Middle Colonies. Good morning, Ali.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I was gonna say wheat too. I heard her say wheat, and then when you kept going, Stephanie, I was like, dang, I said, Jay King rubbing off on Stephanie because he can't hear a lot.
When I take a shower, the water it messes up my ears sometimes. I got to let it drain out. And I was like, I did with the doctor. They had already the wax out of my damn ear, so it ain't that. I think, you know what? It's because of the fan that I got on. Let me turn that off.
Girl, go on and say it's Jay King.
Like don't do me like that.
Don't blame it on Jay.
Let's go ahead and continue. So you're up next, doing
right.
Brown sugar. What category and what grade level would you like?
You know what? Category, you're going to have to give me the categories again. I know there was history.
Mm-hmm. History, science, English, math. yeah, those are the grade school classes, English, language arts. Science, history, geography is in there too. Geography.
Try history, fourth grade history.
Okay, fourth grade history it is. Fourth grade history it is. Let me turn. So let's do this.
See, they should change it to put fourth grade when I was in the fourth grade. History. Not this new jack stuff because I'd be like, what the hell?
Okay, so fourth grade history. Let's get to history. That's English. Okay, here we go. Fourth grade history. Who paid for Christopher Columbus' exploration? Who paid for Christopher Columbus' exploration? I saw a third grade debating a grown adult Tuesday night on MSNBC. Oh, okay. Hey, these kids are smart these days. So the question is, who paid for Christopher Columbus' exploration? And let me go ahead and get my hint ready for you if you can't get it.
I was like, are we speaking of country or are we speaking of which king? they didn't went too crazy with their damn numbers. King, this, that, such and such and such.
And gave you a college question, huh, girl?
They gave me a question.
you know you were in the fourth grade, girl. Go on and answer that.
I think being my age and in the fourth grade, I would be a dummy, and I'm far from that.
Oh, no. Come on now.
Oh, you talking about Agent Orange. Very crazy. He talks about Agent Orange. Okay, so you want a clue?
Yes,
do you need
please.
A clue?
Yeah, I'm trying to speak up. Are they speaking of which country or are they speaking of which king?
Yes.
What's the minute? Please, mute. I can't hear what you're cackling now.
Anyway, you're blaming on me.
No, I cannot hear. I really can't. The country.
Let me get the clue up.
Or it could be a king. Which king?
Okay,
that's a legitimate
hold on.
Question.
It is a legitimate question. It is the House. Let's see, House of Bourbon. Current head is Felipe the Eighth. No, the, let me see this. The 11th. That's the, yeah. Felipe is the current head, and it's the House of Bourbon. Let me give you, let me see, let me give you a better clue. Somebody texted me, so let's see if they know. Yes, of fame. You got it, Delia. Well, she got most of, you got some of it. It is, it's the Spanish royal family, which consists of the present king, which is King Felipe, the sixth, sorry, you guys, the sixth, I said the 11th, it's the sixth, the queen, consort Queen Letizia, the children, anyway, it's the House of Bourbon, or simply, mm-hmm. the House of Bourbon, that's how you say it, Bourbon. It's the reigning royal house of the Kingdom of Spain. So pretty much you got it, Delia. She texted me that answer. I'm sorry if you were going to answer that, Gab. I'm not quite sure if you were or not. But these are, that was a fourth grade question. I ain't going to lie. I did not know the answer to that. I did not know the answer to that question. And it's a fourth grade question.
I knew which country, but I didn't know which ruling house. That's why I... But he kept laughing, and I'm trying to say, hey, this is a legitimate question because, you know, mm-hmm. you have to know which country it's coming from. Or
right.
are you asking me about, you know, which king? You know, and that's
yeah,
why I said, you know, they have so many numbers after him.
Well, at least we all know who paid for Christopher Columbus' exploration. It's called, they're called the Spanish Royals from the House of Bourbon. Okay, so we all know that now. All right, so up next is you, Real Delia. What category?
Okay,
and what age level?
I'll take fourth grade science.
Okay, fourth grade science it is. Let's get to that. All right, you bold. You bold on that. That's a bold one. Okay, let's get you a good one. What are the three states of matter? What are the three states of matter? M-A-T-T-E-R.
Solid, gas, and liquid.
Exactly.
Wow! See, I feel Delia is a smart. She's smarter than a fifth grader, a fourth grader, you guys. She is. She's smarter than a because you got that right. Okay, so
that was an easy one. That was one from back in the day.
Yeah. Solid, liquid, and gas are the three states of matter. So she's smarter than that fourth grader. All right. Ali, you up next.
Ouch.
Ali, what would you like? What category and what grade level?
Give me the third grade history.
History, all right.
And you can laugh, Gab. I can hear.
You know what? Because maybe my voice is softer, doesn't resonate so loud, and y'all be cackling over in Kings in the morning, and we get done. Queens in
I
the morning.
I can hear Stephanie.
So.
I can hear Stephanie no matter what. Come on, girl.
All right, so here we go. Third grade history question. I mean, right, you said history, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure that we get into the history. All right, third grade history question for you. The first fireworks were invented in what country during the 7th century? The first fireworks were invented in what country during the 7th century?
I'm going to have to say I'm going to go with Mexico.
Nope, not Mexico. I'm going to give you a hint. Delia actually texted right to me, but I'm going to give you a hint. I can't give you that hint because you'll know
Delia looking on Google.
No, I'm not.
I'm just playing with you. Go ahead, Delia. I know you're smart, girl.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going to go with Russia.
Nope, not Russia.
Damn. I don't know there.
It has a lot to do with what's going on now, the country, what's going on now
China.
In the world. Yeah, there you go.
Yes,
finally. That was pretty easy, you guys. That was
an easier one.
Okay. We're going to see.
Right on. Thank you, sister.
Okay. Who up next? Gary Finney. You up next, Gary Finney. What category and what grade level? Gary Finney, you want to play? If not, I'll move on to Rich Sister. Okay, first grade. People in first grade, what category do you want? Okay, he's typing it. Hey, good morning, Jasmine. We're playing trivia Thursday. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? History. All right, we got you on history. All right, first grade history question for Gary is, the Statue of Liberty was a gift from where?
Oh, that's easy.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift from where? He got it, France. He got it, Gary Finney.
Yeehaw.
Well, I mean, it's a first grade question, you guys. He should get it right? It's a first grade question. Now, Chris, Live Life, would you like to participate? If you do, what category and what grade level would you like your question from? Mm-hmm. We got history, science, all of language arts, English, science, math questions. Nobody is picking math. But okay.
We gonna call up Jay for math.
I love math.
Yeah,
math.
Yeah, my
like
division
my
ain't that good.
My math gets better later on in the day.
Okay, so Live Life might have walked away from the thing. Let's go to you, Georgia Brown. I mean, to you, Rich Sister or Jasmine, if you'd like to participate, let me know. But we'll go ahead and continue with you, Rich Sister. What category and what grade level would you like to ask your question in?
I will do fifth grade science.
Ooh, she's daring right there, you guys. All right, fifth grade science question. Let's get a good one. Which tool is used to estimate the likelihood of a certain genetic outcome? Which tool is used to estimate the likelihood of certain genetic, go ahead and look, give you some clues, because this one, I didn't know either. I ain't gonna lie. I don't even remember hearing about this.
Aren't they supposed to have, like, multiple choice?
The show has
multiple choice. I'm just remembering.
This one doesn't. It doesn't have multiple choices. But they do have a one, and we'll try. I'll try to find that one. DNA test.
No, it's
not DNA. Okay, Live Life. We'll get you on the second one. Second grade. We'll get you on the next question. But I'll find the multiple questions. This is grade level questions. Come on, y'all. So let me repeat the question
the
again.
The boundaries are so
which
wide
tool,
in it.
Which tool
yeah,
is
I know,
used to estimate the likelihood of certain genetic outcomes. If you need a clue, I will give you a clue.
Yeah, give me a clue.
It's a diagram. It is a diagram. You're close, Gary, but not exactly what it's called. It's a diagram. The diagram is they're squares. The diagram is in a format of squares. So when the music go off, then we're going to let other people answer. If she can't answer it. Family tree. Nope, not family tree. Okay. So
can you say it again? Can you say it again? Because Gab was talking and I couldn't hear.
I see that touched your son. That kind of stung you a little bit. That's not how it was meant to come across. It was so that I could not hear for real.
Yeah, you know I love you.
I didn't mean to sing. You know, I'm going to make that plain.
Which tool is used to estimate the likelihood of a certain genetic outcome? Genetic outcome. There's a name for it, Gary. If you guys cannot think of it, or know anybody on Periscope, or anybody don't have the answer, I'm going to give you the answer. It is called Punnett Square. Punnett Square is a diagram that is used to predict the genotype of a particular cross of breeding experiment. It is named after Reginald Guided Jasmine, exactly, Punnett Square. It is named after Reginald C. Punnett, who devised the approach. The diagram is used by biologists to determine the probability of an offspring having a particular genotype. So you were on, Gary was almost there. He said DNA testing, those type of things.
Yeah.
But the question is, the question was, which tool is used to estimate the likelihood of a certain genetic outcome? And it's called the Punnett.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
Yeah, I couldn't remember that one.
Man, I'm telling you.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, we weren't doing DNA testing back in there.
I don't think I remember even hearing of it.
I don't remember learning that in school. But, again, it's been so goddamn long since I've been in the fifth grade, okay?
Exactly.
No wonder why them fifth grades be stressed out.
I must have was in remedial fifth grade because I don't remember hearing about that.
I was a special ed. I was a special ed for 8 years.
I think in all fairness,
that was for the gifted classes. That question was you learned that about that in the gifted classes, okay? Okay.
That wasn't even in the gifted classes.
I think that technology wasn't around when we were in the fifth grade.
Exactly. It wasn't around.
Let me check. Let me tell you when it was around, when it's been around. Let me check.
It wasn't taught in our era. I'll put it that way.
In our curriculum. Yeah, it may not have been in our curriculum. But it doesn't even give me a date, you guys. So, April, you're right. No. That's when the article came here, but 2010. But it doesn't say when. Okay, so let's move on. So second grade history for Live Life. Second grade history for Live Life. Let's do it. Everybody like history. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go with second grade history here. And they're pretty easy. Who fought, Live Life, who fought in the Revolutionary War? Who were the two countries fighting against each other? That's easy as hell, but who fought in the Revolutionary War? She changed her mind? Deb, give, oh, she wants science. Okay. Okay, she wants science, third grade. Okay. Okay, no problem.
Who has music playing?
Science, third grade. Huh?
I sound like I had some music. Somebody had music playing in the background.
Yeah. It's Are You Smarter Than the Fifth Grader song, theme song.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, Live Life. Here we go. Third grade science. What planet is closest to the sun? What planet is closest to the sun? Let me play my music. Let me turn it down a little. So don't overpower everybody. Venus? Nope.
Mm.
I'm going to give you a clue. Let me see. Billion smarter than us. Yep, you got it right. Live Life Mercury. Got it right. I didn't even have to give you a clue, but you got it, baby girl. You got it. All right, Devin, if you want.
Which one? What was it, Stephanie?
Mercury.
Oh, okay,
Mercury.
Okay.
Mercury was the answer. Mercury is the close, is a clue, is a former record company. Oh, yeah, that is a good clue. But yes, Mercury is the planet that's closest to the sun. All right, Jasmine, if you want to participate, you can give me the category and the grade level. We'll go ahead while you think about that. We'll go to Gab. I believe you're up next.
Fourth grade language arts.
Okay, fourth grade language arts it is.
Try that. Nobody's
right.
touched it.
Yeah, nobody's touched that. English, it was like my
English, whatever.
Third subject.
Yeah.
You said what grade level again?
That's it. Fourth? I don't.
Fourth.
Either one, just natural.
Okay, fourth grade? You said fourth grade, okay.
Yes.
All right, cool. So fourth grade. English language arts. Okay, which is a type of poem? This is a, I'm going to give you multiple. I'm going to give you, you know, let you guess. I'm going to give you multiple answers. Okay.
Oh, did you say poem?
Which is a type of poem? Limerick,
okay.
Sonnet, or essay? Which is a type of poem? Limerick,
okay.
Sonnet, or essay?
A limerick, a sonnet. A sonnet is more of a type of a poem. A limerick.
It is limerick, sonnet, or essay. So,
I'm going to say a sonnet. Or a limerick.
Okay.
Too.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. Did I do that one wrong? Hold on, you guys. Because I thought it was a multiple. That's autocorrect. Okay. Because I was like, why are you saying something? I was like, okay, hold on, you guys. Okay, Daphne said limerick. Let me see, because I believe it is. Hold on.
A sonnet is a poem.
Yeah. It says, which is a type of poem? It says limerick, sonnet, or essay. I don't know if, I think they're all three. Hold on, you guys. Because I thought it was a multiple. I was looking for that for Gab. And let's see. I might have effed up on that one. So let's go back, English. Here he is. All three of them actually are the answer, you guys. My bad. I don't know why. Let me just make sure. Which is a type of corn. So I want to say it. Give me a minute. Let me. I think I did that one wrong. So all three of those actually are the answer. I didn't give you the goddamn answer. All three of them are Lamarick, Sonic, and Essay. All three of them are type, which is. Well, I don't understand this one. I'm sorry.
It should be.
How they have.
It.
Huh? Go ahead.
It should be Sonnet.
Okay, let me look it up.
It's a limit.
Well,
because
it'd be
like Limerick.
A
Limerick is a.
Right.
Say that again. Because my sister texted me and she said it's Sonnet. And it is, I believe it is. Hold on. Yeah.
Because like a limerick is a type of joke.
That's correct. It is Sonnet. So I guess
yeah,
it is.
That's what
I don't know why. But it has
now, essay is definitely not no poem.
No,
yeah. Right.
That'd be the longest poem in the world.
Essay is not a poem. And then a limerick
right.
is a joke. A limerick is
right.
a type of joke.
So
it's
I wonder
Sonnet.
Why they did.
It's written in a poetic way, but limericks are
no,
written
you guys,
in a poetic
the answer,
way.
The answer is limerick because they have in the question, it said, which is a type of poem? And then they have limerick in italics. And then they have sonnet and essay, just regular type, regular. So the answer is in wait, hold on, you guys. Yeah, it's in italics. And then sonnet and essay is not in italics. So why no? This is confusing because sonnet is a poem. Sonnet is a poem of 14 lines using any of a number of formal rhyme schemes. So what is a sonnet
right.
poem? A sonnet is a popular classical form that is compiled of poets for centuries. Okay, so let me look up limerick. All of them, Jasmine? I know, right? Right? But
damn.
They have
well,
limerick.
Is
like
a
I said, a limerick is a type of joke.
It said humorous, frequently bawdy verse of three and long, two short lines, rhymey, but it's still still can be a poem. It's
a
limerick is a form of verse, usually humorous and frequently rude, in a five-line, predominantly metered with a strict rhyme scheme. So it's still a poem. It still can be a poem. So they're on here saying that limerick is the answer. Essay and sonnet is not. It's because the question is saying which is a type of poem. I still don't understand that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's a kind of really.
That's
we all gonna repeat the. We all gonna repeat the fourth grade.
Yeah.
Wow.
That one threw me off.
It's not clear.
It's not clear at all because an essay is a piece of writing that gives the author's own argument. So that's not a poem.
Right.
I don't know. Okay, so we're going to just bypass that one. That just freaking confused me right then and there.
Let's just call
that one.
We'll call that one.
Not clear, you guys. My bad on that one. That just confused me and just made me think I'm not smarter than a goddamn fourth grader right now. So, okay. Yeah, I'm going to give you another one.
I answered. I don't want another one.
You don't want another one?
I answered Sonnet. And I think that they were smoking some of that stuff and put that
yeah,
shit out
okay,
there.
Okay, so let's go.
Yeah, the chronic is out there.
Okay.
They smoke chronic in the fourth grade.
And they smoke it. The people definitely is smoking it. Okay, Gilia, you up next.
Okay, I'll take third grade English for 50.
Okay, $50 third grade English it is. All right, third grade English. All right, so those are easy. Okay, they still get, okay. What do you call the part of the story with all the action or the big twist?
The plot?
Nope.
Okay.
Let me know if you want.
Oh, wait a minute. With all the action or the big twist? The
right.
Okay.
Oh, God,
Lord,
I know that.
Yeah, I gotta think for a minute.
Let me. Yep, Adia, you got it, sis. My sis got it.
The climax. The climax.
Yep, you got it. Climax. Right. I was gonna say if you gave me a
There you over there on Google. She's smart and all of it. She know how to answer wrong. She answer wrong and she got the real answer. She answer wrong just to throw y'all off, and then she got the real answer.
I remember climax, but when she said the twist, then I remembered. I had to think about it again.
Got it good. My sis got it. She said, "What I haven't had in a day." I was just reading it. Let me just.
I'm gonna read it out loud and be like, "Oops, I didn't even say that."
Oh shit! There you guys. You up next, Ali?
Shit, I've been flunked. Don't ask.
You only answer one question. Come on now.
All right. Let's go to first grade. What's the categories again?
Nobody has chosen math.
Okay, first grade math.
Okay, first.
Let's see if I'm going to flunk y'all.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. My daughter was texting me. Okay, so let me see. First grade math. All right, so first grade math. All right, let's see if you know this one. The first day of the 20th century was?
It, 1970. I don't know.
The first day of the 20th century was
Monday.
Nope. Billia got it. Billia, you're right. Billia's
what
smart.
Was it?
It is. My sis got it. Well, sis, you was off 1 year. It's January 1st, 1901.
Oh, wow.
The 20th century,
damn.
The first day, it's 1901. Good morning, Texas.
Wow.
It's 1901. It's the first day of the 20th century. It's January 1st, 1901. Correct, Jasmine. Correct.
Man, no wonder why I've been eating them little first grader snacks. They cocky, boy, ain't they? They be talking crazy in little first grade. I said, when they go to see if I eat their snacks up.
Okay, Gary Finney, you up? What category? What grade level? What category? What grade level? We're playing. Are you smarter than the fifth grader? Good morning. Are you smart, Gary? What category and what grade level? Second grade math it is. I'm glad you guys doing math because I love math. All right, second grade math. This is going to be a little difficult, though, for you. It might be. I don't know. All right. You have 2 quarters, a nickel, 3 dimes, and 4 pennies. How much money do you have? You have 2 quarters, a nickel, 3 dimes, and 4 pennies. Well, see, tax guy, you're a tax guy. You work with numbers all the time. You work with numbers all the time, Dave. Come on now. I mean, I can barely get the question out, and tax guy got the answer right away. 89 cents it is. 89 cents. You're right. Everybody gets an applause. Everybody gets an applause. It's 89 cents. And you know what? That was extremely easy. Live Life, you up next. You're up next, Live Life. What category and what grade level? Pick math, pick math, pick math. Pick math.
All right, go to the corner. No talking in class.
Give me the same one. Okay. She want math. You want math to live life? Okay. Let me give you a second grade. Math. This is a second grade math question for you guys. On a class field trip, there are 4 buses taking 36 students to the zoo. Each bus has the same number of students. How many students are on each bus? That's easy. Delia, guys. Delia's smart. On a class field trip, there are 4 buses taking 36 students to the zoo. Each bus has the same number of students. How many students are on each bus? Oh, you said science? Oh, my bad. Okay. Okay. This is science. Even though Delia got the, everybody got the question, you guys got it right. Live Life, you got it right, 9. Everybody got the answer correct, because all you do is divide 36 by 4. And you get the answer.
Dude. When I was young, I was on the special bus. I couldn't tell who was on. That, you know, I was a special ed. They had me on the special bus and special ed. I was crazy as hell. I
was on a short bus. I leave
them
on the
small one.
Yeah, the small one. Okay. Wow. You're up next, Rich Sister. Rich Sister, you up next. Who gets 4 buses for 36 kids? Exactly. Tax guy.
Special ed school.
The short buses. They had. I should have put in there the short buses.
I'll do.
Rich Sister was tax.
I'll do fifth grade math.
Okay. You see, I love Rich Sister. She goes for it, you guys. She goes for it. So fifth grade math. Let me get to the fifth grade. All right, here we go.
She stayed in the fifth grade.
If a football field is 100 yards long, how many feet is the football field? If a football field is 100 yards long, how many feet is the football field? No math questions for tax guy. He is the money man. You're right, Live Life. Delia, you're correct. But let's see if Rich Sister can get it. If a football field is 100 yards long, how many feet is the football field? If this is a fifth grade math, our kids are in trouble. Well, it is. These are questions that they... You're right, Jasmine. You're right. Let's see if Rich Sister get it. When the song go off, we'll see if she have the answer. Okay. Rich Sister, your answer?
Is it? Oh.
You give up. Two people, Delia got it right and Jasmine got it right. If a football field is 100 yards long, how many feet long is the football field? It is 300 feet. 300 feet. let me see, because it's 100 yards, and you have to, you got to change it over to feet, yards to feet, right? That's how you get the answer. So 1 yard is 3 feet. So anyway, let's go next. It is next. It's Georgia Brown Sugar. You up next, baby girl.
I'm trying to think of what's going I'm trying to think of a category. As I'm trying to,
we got geography. We got English, science.
Give me geography. That's easier.
Okay. By the time she answers, Jay gonna clip us off.
You see, you want me to strike you with my forked tongue?
We got 4 minutes. I believe it. What grade level you want for geography?
I gave me third grade this time.
Third grade,
I'm trying to
geography.
I'm trying not to have an iPad in my eyes.
Okay.
Morning, they hurt.
Okay. I need you to, how many oceans are there? And name them.
What?
Oh, boy.
How many oceans are there? And I need you to name them.
Somebody on drugs.
How many oceans are there? This is third grade geography.
There's only one global ocean, really.
Well,
global?
According to
you have the Pacific, the Atlantic, the Pacific, the Indian,
okay,
the Arctic.
Gary Finney is
four.
Are you Googling? Because Gary got the answer correct. He's right.
Wow.
Here.
No, I'm thinking because I'm thinking of flying over them. I'm thinking of flying over them. The Arctic, the Pacific,
okay,
the Indian,
yep,
and the Atlantic. But we always call it one global ocean. But yeah, there are should be four.
How many did you just name? Four.
Four.
Did you say four? You said it's not four though. It's one more. You're missing one. You said Indian.
Pacific, Indian, and Arctic. You know what? Because they used to say the Arctic and then the, I think, Antarctic. They separated that. I think. I don't know.
Oh.
I know.
You know what? You know what, Gab? Because I'm looking it up. Because you said four, which is the Indian, the Atlantic, the Pacific, and the Arctic. Now, it is the southern, okay? The Antarctic.
So it would be the Antarctic.
Correct.
Okay, it would be the Antarctic.
Right.
Okay.
So historically, there are four named ocean basins, the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and the Arctic. However, most countries, included the United States, now recognize the southern Antarctic as the fifth ocean basin. The Pacific, Atlantic, the Indian are the most commonly known. So you are correct in a sense. But because they include the United States, it is the Antarctic, and you were there. You pretty much got it right. So we're going to give you your applause.
Yay!
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 Yay! Yay! Yay! Georgia Brown Sugar!
That includes Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader here on Queens in the Morning. All of you guys are very smart, and we thank you guys for tuning in. So thank you guys so much. Peace out. Have a great week. We'll see you guys, and love you guys. Stay tuned for Queens in the Morning. We're out. Peace, you guys.
All right,
I gotta go.
You guys.
Take care.